Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Hello, good evening and welcome. It's just after 6 o'clock. For the next hour, we're diving into the world of money, how to earn it, grow it, and make it work smarter for you. Whether you're tackling financial goals, navigating challenges, or looking for fresh strategies to stay ahead, we've got expert insights and practical advice to help you take control in an ever-changing economy. So first the day in a snapshot, the JSE tracking higher, platinum stock showing some strength. The Rand a bit weaker tonight, bullion fractionally higher, gold shares having a better day, and Bitcoin over $102,000, up by over 2%. Coming up on the program, streaming takes over, but the battle for your attention is just beginning. What a 25 basis point rates cut could mean for your wallet. Is China's DeepSeek the next big disruptor? The sneaky new scams you need to watch out for in 2025. And sales via the Checkers 6060 service surging nearly 50%. That's all to come. Let's start the show.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
So our main story tonight, with inflation rates stabilizing and the economy starting to show some signs of recovery, expectations are high for a 25 basis point cut in the repo rate, potentially bringing it down to 7.5%. But what does this mean for business, consumers, and the broader economic outlook? Well, I guess we'll know round about this time tomorrow. Joining us tonight, though, is Kristy Viljoen, Senior Economist at PwC South Africa. Kristy, welcome. And given the current economic indicators, do you believe a 25 basis point cut is sufficient to stimulate the economy, or should the Reserve Bank consider a more aggressive reduction, given that 25 BPS has been factored in?
Well, I think if you want to stimulate the economy, something a bit bigger would make sense, maybe a 0.5. Now, that's obviously balancing the two objectives of the Reserve Bank, firstly, taming inflation, but also supporting the economy. So on the inflation side, and we always see this in the way they update their forecasts and their models, it tells us where interest rates need to go for us to keep to that sort of inflation target, the midpoint 4.5%. So that's what they will be primarily focused on. That's why economists are saying another 0.25. If we want to tell ourselves, listen, it's 2025, lots of things are looking up, can we maybe add some more monetary stimulus to the economy? I guess a 0.5 would be better. And there would probably be one or two forecasts like that. And it's always something that is on the table at the MPC. They don't just look at 0.25 or nothing. They look at a 0.5 as well. So in the back of our minds, maybe if we want to add a bit of stimulus to the economy, if all the stars align, maybe a 0.5 is not completely impossible.
But we also know that the central bank is inherently cautious.
That's true. They err on the side of caution. They would rather move slowly and with little steps and then continue to do so than be surprised and having to turn around. It's something the Reserve Bank never wants to do, go a little bit too far in terms of where inflation is and what interest rates can do. They don't want to turn around because as soon as you do that, it sort of gives a blow to their credibility. Our Reserve Bank has a very high credibility in terms of what it does, how it does it. So you don't want them to take a risk from that perspective. We know that while locally we're seeing some good news in different areas, the global situation is quite uncertain. And we have to keep an eye on the global situation. The Reserve Bank does that by thinking about where's the interest rate going, where are oil prices going, bond markets, et cetera, et cetera. We know in North America, there's lots of political developments, and those are the things that they need to keep in their mind as well as they work towards understanding what inflation could look like the next year or two.
So let's talk about inflation. Currently at 3%, that's at the lower end of SARB's target range. Is there potentially the risk that further cuts could lead to overheating in certain sectors of the economy?
Well, that's always the risk that you have, that inflation is quite low and you make too many interest rate cuts and then the economy starts overheating. I think that's a nice phrase, sort of gets going too quickly. I think, let's be honest, South Africa isn't going to overheat anytime soon. We're not going to get to a situation where interest rates are cut to such an extent that spending booms, economic growth booms, and then inflation follows. It's what we call demand pull inflation. Suddenly lots of spending, so prices go up. South Africa is not in that situation. Our economic growth is too slow. Our consumers are too constrained. Our businesses are too cautious. So I doubt that we would ever have a situation within this current type of structure where if we cut too much, too quickly, then the economy would overheat. That's what happens when you try and push a lot of stimulus into the economy, and the Reserve Bank is just too cautious to do that kind of thing. So on my radar, that's really not a problem for us in 2025.
So Christy, inflation obviously is one side of the coin, but the rand is on the other side. We've seen a recent stabilization, a little bit weaker today, but despite global market volatility, what impact is currency consideration going to have on an interest rate decision?
It's always important when we look at where inflation is going to consider the rand. What happened the second half of last year, I think many South Africans would know, fuel prices came down for about 4 or 5 months straight, significantly downwards because the rand was so much stronger after the formation of the Government of National Unity. We were actually importing lots of products, including fuel, at a deflation level. In other words, they were cheaper than a year ago. And that's why our headline inflation number came down so significantly to where it was most recently at about 3%. We were importing deflation. So that view on where the rand is going, the assumption that the reserve banks make and the modeling that they do on that, it's very crucial that they have a good view on the rand, because the rand could be the difference between 3% inflation and 5% inflation by the end of this year, for example. So an important thing for them to look at. At the same time, it's the rand. It's unpredictable. It's sometimes you can't even think a month ahead where it could be. It's really a challenge.
So let's assume it is a 25 basis point cut tomorrow. Is this going to have a real impact on consumer spending and perhaps more importantly, the high debt levels in this country?
Well, the immediate impact is that the next time around that there's a mortgage payment or vehicle payment, it is a little bit smaller. Now, 0.25 on the repo rate, on the prime rate, that's not a big number, but we have seen a few cuts and there is room for at least one more, I think. So cumulatively, 1 percentage point cut in lending rates, it makes a difference, especially when other costs go up. So from a household budget perspective, this should bring down debt servicing costs to the extent that people might have a little bit extra money to, well, pay around school costs. You know, there's school fees coming around, stationery, clothing, etc. So a lot of that money, I'm guessing, would probably go towards the cost that the kids are seeing in January and February when it comes to their school supplies.
I guess any amount will help, because there are so many households that are very cash strapped at the moment. More broadly then, let's again work on the premise of 25 basis points. Are there particular sectors of the South African economy that would immediately benefit? I mean, retail springs to mind.
Yes, retail. When you think of the broader consumer economy, retail, hospitality, tourism, the kind of places where people take out cash or pay with their cards, where they have physically a little bit more money in their pockets. The positive knock-on effect is then sort of a second-round effect towards manufacturing, the manufacturing of consumer goods, of food products, because we buy it through retail and the retailers, they buy it from those products. So there's lots of positives that can hit into the economy and multiply effects where consumer spending is so important. We have to remember that our economy is driven by consumer spending. About 60% of our GDP is linked to consumer spending. So that's why any change in the interest rate is good for that overall economic outlook when we look at these types of forecasts.
And just finally, is there any anticipation of a shift in the central bank's monetary policy strategy going forward? Because the devil is always in what the governor says and not announces.
That's correct. So the one thing that we are looking out for, whether with direct comments or indirect suggestions, is the question about the inflation target range. At the moment, 3 to 6% is the target range. The Reserve Bank is aiming for the middle, so 4.5% is the inflation number that they favor. But that has been the range that we've seen since inception 25 years ago of this inflation targeting framework. The Reserve Bank and the Treasury have been working on revising the target, and work is coming to a conclusion there. It's probably at some point we're going to hear that the target range is being moved lower, but we don't know when. This is a good time. When inflation is low, it's a good time to adjust the target range. So maybe we hear something this week, maybe with the budget speech next month, maybe we wait to the MPC in March. We don't have a time frame, but that's something very specific that economists will be looking at. Any direct or indirect comments on what the inflation target could look like going forward.
Well, thank you very much for that excellent preview. Christy Viljoen, Senior Economist, PwC South Africa. Appreciate your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.